This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the Starbucks annual meeting in China this week, the boss was there, of course, managers, rank and file too, and a lot of parents, as if the big corporate meeting was like a college graduation ceremony. Starbucks wants parents to be proud. Their kids grew up to work at a coffee bar. Parents in China, like parents in a lot of places, don't first think of the service sector when they imagine their future careers for their kids. Starbucks today sweetened the deal by offering its workers in China a housing allowance, a monthly cash stipend, to cover half the cost of their living arrangement. Today, I asked Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz about this. He was in Chengdu, the big city in southwestern China.
This is all in keeping with what philosophically we believe, and that is the new role and responsibility of a company to not only make a profit, but do everything we can to take care of our people. In China specifically, our employees, our partners are traveling, in some cases, great distances to work in our stores. So we are going to invest millions of dollars in a housing allowance that will allow them to live closer to the stores they're working in, less commuting time, and I think it lowers attrition, higher performance, and I think most importantly creates trust with our people.
A monthly stipend, as I understand it. Why structure it that way? I mean, another way to do it would be to give your folks a raise that would be equivalent.
We've consistently provided an opportunity for our people to work at Starbucks way over the average wage, starting wage in the country of China, way over our peer group. And despite the fact that there's been so much noise, and in some cases propaganda about the problems in China or the economic issues or the market forces, I'm very bullish long term on the economy, on the middle class, which will grow to over 600 million people in over the next 10 years. And we're building a long-term business here, and the way to do that is to share the success with our people.
It is an issue I wanted to talk to you about, one of the great mysteries of the global economy here at the dawn of 2016. How much has the pace of economic growth slowed in China? That question has been roiling markets. Your sense is the scare talk has been what? You think overdone?
What I see on the ground, despite all the press and the noise, is an economy that is still consumer-based. People are upbeat, although the stock market in China has gone down and going through a rough period and certainly having a cause and effect on the U.S. sentiment in our own markets. The people invested in the stock market here in China only represents about 6% of total households. You have to recognize that this is a cyclical change, but the long-term opportunity here in China, I think, is very significant. And one day, our business in China at Starbucks could be bigger than the business in the U.S.
I admired the candor of a piece of, I think it was a press release that Starbucks put out ahead of this. It said, this is Starbucks here, many parents in China don't think service industry jobs are desirable careers. Is there a career path for a barista in China?
There certainly is. And the interesting thing about what's happening for Starbucks in China is the majority of the people who work at Starbucks in China are college graduates. We have young people who started as baristas are now managing stores, district managers, regional managers. And that's one of the reasons why I think we've attracted great people, why our attrition is very low. And despite the fact that many other Western companies have come to China and not succeeded, we're enjoying fantastic success here. We also recognize that success is not an entitlement. We have to keep earning it. And one of the ways we're going to do that is keep investing in our people.
Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks. Mr. Schultz, always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
China is Starbucks' second largest market with 2,000 outlets there compared to on every corner here, 12,000 in the U.S. if you need a number. For U.S. employees, the focus isn't a housing stipend. It's Starbucks paying for workers to get college degrees via Arizona State University online.